Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And this hour, we chat with Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
It's an accident for everybody. If you get lucky that you get write the right song, you get lucky. You know, don't think that everything you write is going to be a hit, because it isn't.
So much more from Freddie coming up as we chat about some songs from the past, touring, some brand new tunes, and even a Nature Boy Ric Flair reference, so you don't want to miss this hour. Let's kick it off with a collaboration he did with punk band The Gears, and it's a cover of an artist he said was also a huge influence on him, Hank Williams, who recorded this in 1947 and often thought of as an intro to rock and roll music. And this version by Freddie Cannon and The Gears is from 2013. This is Moving On Over.
Hi, this is Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with my swinging guy, Jim and James Riley. Moving On Over by The Gears and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. And the cool thing is Mr. Boom Boom Cannon's on the phone with us. How you doing, Freddie? I'm doing great, James. Thank you. You're jamming away today, huh?
Absolutely. It's so cool to have you on here. And we've got some new songs to talk about. We'll get into that in a little bit. But want to go back a little bit. And you've had some really cool things over the career. And now you're from the Boston area, isn't that correct? Just a little north of Boston?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm from, I was born in Lynn, Massachusetts, and then grew up in Revere, Massachusetts. Everything that happened for me started in Revere, which is about 7 miles north of Logan Airport, which is the airport in Boston. I'm all around that area, and that's where the music really started for me. Well, I was singing with a group in 1957, and then 58, 59, just things started to pop a little bit, and I got lucky, so it's great.
And of course, a big Boston Red Sox fan.
Not just the Red Sox, the Celtics, but the Celtics just lost. They went pretty far, and we thought they were going to do it, but I'm a real fan of all the sports of Boston. I live in Los Angeles now. You can't take Boston out of Freddie. You know, I'm still there.
So that's awesome.
I love the teams there, and I follow all of them. Right now, it's Red Sox. We'll be watching all the time. So we're doing good, and I'm happy. And you know, great to talk to you and talk about the music. It's great.
Red Sox Nation for you and me. Fenway Park, everybody shout.
We love you, Red Sox.
Everybody shout.
Let's go, Red
Sox. Shout.
Well, let's start off with talking about the Boom Boom nickname. Tell me how that came about.
Well, the Boom Boom nickname came from disc jockeys like you. The guys up in Boston, the WMEX radio guys, when I started, when I first got Tallahassee Last Me, which was the first record that really stuck out there, you know. When they started to play it, they hear the big drums on the record. I mean, it was a real rocking record. And what happened was that they started giving me nicknames. They were calling me Peter Gunn's daddy, Freddie Cannon. And then they said, Boom Boom Freddie Cannon, and the Explosive Freddie Cannon, Boom Boom stuck. So they just kept using that all the time, and it just spread. They've been using it for the entire career.
A girl, 'cause she's a heartbreaker. Yeah, she's a heartbreaker. Her personality's sweet, knocks you right off your feet. Oh, she's a heartbreaker. Yeah, she's a heartbreaking witty ditty, California city kitty, swell of a bell of a girl. Well, now anyone can see this hunk of sweet property easily. I might have set your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on and eat out your heart.
Girl. That's Humdinger by Freddie Cannon with Frank Slay and his orchestra. Our guest this hour is Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Just recently, I was doing some MC work at a festival, and an artist named Celine Lee just ended her set with Tallahassee Lassie, and which is just still sounds so good. Now, this is a song you wrote with your mother, isn't that correct?
That's correct, yeah. And, you know, that's nice that she does that and closes the set with that. It makes me feel awfully good, and it's up to other people who love the song. And my mom wrote this poem called, the original title of Tallahassee was called She's My Rock and Roll Baby. And she wrote that, and then I sang and put the music to it. And that's how that started. You know, it was really about my wife. I was dating my wife, Jeanette. My mother starts writing this poem. She's my rock and roll baby. She drives me crazy. That was the life. I always, you know how I was girls go, we were young kids, you know, like 19, 15, you know, really young people, and just dating and going back and forth, you know, break off, go back together, back and forth. So the song really stems from my mom thinking that way. She knew that I loved my wife, and I loved Jeanette, and it just happened this way. You know, I got lucky. The song was the right, you know, different for the time. I don't think there was any really hard rock and roll type garage records out at that time. I mean, in 1959, if you look at the charts, you'll see Tallahassee Lassie, like, sticks out like a sore thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a real rocker record, you know, and I think, you know, we've been covered by the Rolling Stones, by Fleetwood Mac, and a lot of English bands have covered this record overseas. So, you know, I know they like the song and they like the sound, and, you know, whatever it is, I thank my mom for those lyrics, and I thank, I'm sure she thanks me. But she's not with me anymore, so I get sentimental talking about her, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And the song still sounds great. It holds up, and every version I hear is fantastic. And speaking of versions, you did one with the punk rock group The Gears recently.
Yeah, I did. And you know what it is, too, James? It's a good dance record, and I open my show with that. When I do my show, I open with that record. That record, once you get there, you hook the people right away. You know, it's just, that's it. Once they hear it and we're into it, the crowd is ready, you know, and it's like my show is like a Chuck Berry show. My show, when you come to see Freddie, you're going to be dancing and having a good time. I mean, there's nobody sitting down listening and watching. You're involved with the show. So
that's
the
fantastic.
Kind of show that I do. I've been having fun for a long time. I love doing this, and it's great.
Was it Dick Clark that suggested the Woos shouting in the song?
No, it was Bob Crew who recorded the Four Seasons.
Oh, okay.
It was his idea to do the Woos. He said there was an empty space between each verse. He said, Freddie, can you scream? And I screamed all different kinds of screams. When I went Woo, he said, that's the one. I said, I want you to do that every time there's a space in the record. And that's what I did, and that's how the record came about.
It's like a wrestler Ric Flair's signature thing, and he probably got it from you.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man. Woo!
Yeah, that's right, he did. You know, and I, the Ric Flair fans don't believe it. One time I got an email from one of the Ric Flair fans saying, oh no, Ric Flair was first, he did it. He did this when he started wrestling. I was a long way before him.
Absolutely.
nobody knows this. You know, these fans think they know something, you know? It's funny.
Oh.
But you're right. I'm glad you brought that up.
Absolutely.
He did get it, yeah. I was the first one to do that, I know.
Dropping to the drag, the cha-cha rag.
on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Tallahassee Lassie from 1959 by our guest, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. A story I love, too. I'm hoping I'm correct on this. Palisades Park, wasn't that originally a B-side? What was it?
Yeah, it was a B-side because I had written with the two other people at Swan Records. The A-side, which we thought was called June, July, and August. And when they send that record up, they X that side so that the jockeys, you know, like yourself, would play the side that was X, you know, the demo, the stuff that was going out, the promotion records. And what happened was a guy in Flint, Michigan played the record by mistake. He flipped it over and he played Palisades. And when he did that, he played it once and then the phone started to light up. And then he played it again. And the phone, now the whole lines were all lit up at the radio station to find out who was that, what's that record, what's that song. I guess the kids were calling up. What he did was he called Swan Records in Philadelphia from Michigan and talked to someone at Swan Records, which was Bernie Bennett, who owned the label. And he said, Mr. Bennett, he said, this is Bob Dell from WTAC in Flint. He says, I think you have a hit record here. He said, we're getting phone calls like crazy. He said, oh, good, June, July, and August. He said, no, Palisades Park. You know, oh my God, they went crazy. From there, it just snowballed. It just everybody turned the record over, and it just went nuts. It was crazy.
I love that. Almost a happy accident. So that was, and of course, the song "Huge," covered by the Beach Boys to the Ramones. I mean, and all in between.
Everybody covered it. You know, Chuck Barris of the Gong Show wrote that.
Yeah,
that's his claim to fame as a writer. I don't think he wrote anything else. I mean, it goes on. It lasts forever. No matter how long you live or long you die. Because, first of all, the story is about the boy and the girl. They go to the music park, and the guy meets the girls. That's what happens all the time. You know, the story is endless. When he wrote this song, I don't know if he knew he was writing a song that was going to be timeless, but he did, and I'm thankful I had to sing it and do it, you know.
Palisades Park from 1962, Freddie Cannon with Frank Slay and his orchestra. It peaked at number 3, even though it was initially intended as the B-side, and became the biggest hit of our guest, Freddie Cannon's career. You're able to tour in so many different genres, you know, rockabilly and rock and roll packages and surf bands, and that's really cool. You get
everything.
To see a variety, yeah.
Yeah, I love the rockabilly festival. I did one in Las Vegas just 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, and then I just did one in England. I just came back from England at the Hemsby, England.
Sure.
They have a big festival over there. They hired me, you know, I really, before I wrote this new song, I really didn't have a real rock rockabilly song. It's the closest one to that I'm thinking is Buzz Buzz a Diddle It.
Yeah.
Probably to the rockabilly fans. You know, I guess you would know that, Jane.
Sure.
But I never did. So they hired me maybe because of that song. I don't know. But whatever it is, when I get there, these fans from the rockabilly music, and they're young ones too, a lot of young people, they love that music. Whatever it is, they love what I do, and I'll just keep doing it as long as they want to see me and have me. I love it. I'm enjoying myself.
That's very cool. Diddle It from 1961 on Swan Records. And don't forget his brand new single, Boppin' the Blues, coming up in just a little while. Let's get back to our chat with Freddie Cannon. Earlier you mentioned WMEX. Something recently somebody said, you know, you need a theme song. And the first thought in my head was that cool jingle you did for Arnie Ginsberg back in the day.
Right. You remember that one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You have it?
I sure do, yeah.
So I did that with a few stations, but he was the first one I did it for because he was the first guy who really helped me in Massachusetts. I mean, he played me so much. I mean, that was the day when, radio, a disc jockey could play whatever he wanted to play. It wasn't like, got more business-like later on. But he just played Freddie Cannon until you couldn't hear me anymore. So I think I owed him a debt, gratitude for doing what he did. He's such a good guy, and he's still alive, and he owns two radio stations in Maine, up in New England. So I talked to him about 6 months ago just to say hello, and he sounded good, and we're glad to hear from me, and When you try to remember people who really helped you along the way, and he's right at the top of the list.
Oh, that's very cool. Well, if you ever want to do another one, I would be honored.
Oh, well, if I ever get to a studio, yeah, I would probably do one. Yeah, I could do one for you.
That would be...
I'd say right now, you get the studio. I don't want to promise you right away. But that would be fun, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Arnie Ginsberg, the guy with the swinging show. Down in Boston, Mass, he's the guy that the kids all know. If you feel him blue, he'll make you smile. At 1510 on your radio dial, Arnie Ginsberg on WMX Radio. Oh, we're talking about some collaborations earlier, and Record Store Day a few years back, you did a 45 with Los Straitjackets, talking about your love of the Boston Red Sox. The Sox are rocking. Just a killer tune.
Right. Have you ever seen Los Straitjackets there at all?
I have, yeah. I've seen Eddie play with a couple
of... Eddie lives down there, doesn't he?
Yeah,
Eddie
sure does. There. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they're great guys, and they play good behind me. The first time I played with them, someone said, "You're going to be playing with Los Straitjackets." You know, they wear the mask and everything, you know, and they come on the stage. But I thought, how could they play so good for me? All they play is instrumentals. They don't do any singing. Sometimes they have a guy come in and sing. I said, how are they going to play good? You know what? They were really great. They play my songs and my records just like the records, and they're really good. So I would play with them anytime they want to play. And Eddie knows that. I told him this before. So if he's hearing your show when it goes on the air, if he knows, you tell him that Freddie's asking for him, and when he's ready to play with me again, I'm ready.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Eddie, yeah, he's one of the best guitarists I've ever seen, so that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. They're wonderful. They're really good people, too. Yeah, they're nice people. They really are.
When the Sox are rocking and Fenway's hopping and the night is coming on.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon and Los Straitjackets from their 2013 Record Store Day release, and another great tune showing Freddie's love of the Boston Red Sox. The Sox are rockin'. Now, one of the things we chatted about was the accidental nature of how most hits come about. Here's Freddie.
I'm excited, because I'm excited, James, that I talk to you to tell you these stories, because I'm amazed myself. Sometimes I don't even believe what's happening, what I do. And, you know, some people, artists, think, oh, yeah, it's great. I wrote this, and it's great, and it's going to be big. And I don't believe that. I always believe it ain't going to be big. It's not going to do anything. And all of a sudden, all these things happen. It's like I start laughing. It's crazy. It really is.
Oh, man. It's always great to see something, just like what we were talking about earlier with Palisades Park, you know, this accident, you know, very organic. And was it like everybody planned, okay, this is going to be the song? And in fact, it wasn't the song. And then it was huge. So that's always cool to see.
That's true, Jay. You know what it is, Jay? And the way I feel and the way I think is, I don't think, you know, and a lot of acts and artists, and I know you've met a lot, I'm sure, and talked to a few, that, you know, when they record and when they cut a song or write a song or whatever, you know, they all automatically think, oh, this is great because I wrote it and it's going to be big. I don't think that way. You can't think that way. All this stuff is an accident. It's an accident for everybody. If you get lucky that you write the right song, you get lucky. You know, don't think that everything you write is going to be a hit because it isn't. You know, that's the way it goes. So, you know, I don't want to mention any names. I met a lot of people like that. I'm going to cut an album that's going to be big. Yeah, and then you don't hear about it at all.
Yeah.
Nobody buys it. You know, who cares? Nobody cares. The thing is, keep your feet on the ground and just, you know, don't think that you're gonna be bigger than that person or bigger than the other guy. You know, just keep on going. Do the best you can, and that's all. And that's the way I look at it.
And
that's the way I feel.
That's great advice.
Yeah. That's all you can do, you know. I love music like you do, you know. I know you love playing records, and you probably got a big collection, too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's definitely a passion, for sure.
Yeah.
Still lots more with Freddie Boom Boom Cannon on the way. This is Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. If you're online, our website is rockabillyandblues.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. And we'll get back to our guest, Freddie Cannon, but here he is with Frank Slay and his orchestra from 1960 on Swan Records and the tune, The Urge, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Fills my heart with desire, sends electric current through me like a forest fire.
Let's talk about a couple new projects you have. One, Hail Hail Rock and Roll, a tribute to Chuck Berry, who an inspiration, yeah.
Yeah, he is an inspiration. You know, when I talk about him, I do him on stage, too, in my show. And I refer to him as the legend and probably the only legend that really deserved to be called a legend. Now, a lot of people won't say anything, but they probably don't agree with me, you know. They're saying Elvis Presley or the Beatles, whatever, you know, anybody that's big like that. But the way I look at it is Chuck Berry is the only artist that Elvis Presley, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, everybody you can name that's big, the giant one, they all covered Chuck Berry.
That's
everybody
true.
Right, so he's the real legend. Nobody covered all the other people like they did with him. They covered every song. Even Bruce Springsteen covered Chuck Berry.
Sure.
Everybody, right? So when I say it, I mean it, you know, that's why he's my mentor. This guy, I worked a lot of shows with him, watching him on stage when he was young, when I started out, and I was on stage and doing shows with him. I never saw an act that good. I mean, this guy was unreal when he was in his prime. I it was unreal. I don't care who was on the stage, who's going to be on the show. He would steal the show every time. Every single time. Because he could dance, play the guitar, sing, everything. He's doing everything all at one time. There's nobody. I've never seen an act do this. I haven't seen one in this history that does that. Dancing, the duck walk, doing
sure.
the dance, and singing, and playing his lead guitar and rhythm guitar across the stage. Nobody did that. And still to this day, no one can do it. No one knows how to do that.
No.
The guy's gone. See? So, you know, he doesn't need me, little Freddie Cannon, to praise him, Chuck Berry. He's up in heaven. He doesn't need, but I do, because I know he deserves the biggest promotion of all. This guy was probably the greatest rock and roll artist of all time, but he wrote the greatest songs. Like I said, every song was a hit. Even if it wasn't big on the charts, the people covered the record because it was so good. You know, I don't know. What else can I say about this guy? You know, but that's why I wrote the song Hail Hail Rock and Roll. It was about him, and I got about 18 titles of his songs in that record. It just came out of me. I had to write this. I had to do it to tribute to this man. He was so good.
Almost grown. School days.
Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, a tribute to Chuck Berry from our guest, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Another new tune just came out recently, Boppin' the Blues. Really cool rockin' tune. Been saving this one for this interview. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it's more close to the rockabilly type, you know, thing that I said I didn't ever did. So it's close to that. I wrote this because of the guy that works with me, this Chris guy, said, you know, Freddie, you should do some rockabilly songs. You should write, you know, because I like to write. I wrote this thing called Boppin' the Blues, and everybody at first thought it was from the Carl Perkins thing, Boppin' the Blues, you know, but it isn't. This is a place. I made it a place where everybody goes to dance and everything else, and I just wrote it for the fun of it. And we go cut it, and it came out, and it sounds like a great dance record, as a rockabilly dance record. So I'm hoping that people can hear it. You know, it's hard to get played, and it's hard to hear it because, it's tough around the country. And in England, we send it over there, and the BBC, one station on the BBC went on the record and played it. Now, I don't know what's happened since. This was last week. I just left England last week. I just got home. So we'll see what happens over there. And who knows what will happen. But I got my fingers crossed. And I like the record. I think the song is good.
There's a crazy little joint on the edge of town. All the rockabilly cats come from miles around. There's a three-piece band playing blue suede shoes. Yes, the name of the place is called Boppin' the Blues. Now the joint is jumping and the music's hot.
Bop, bop, boppin' the blues.
Lots of pretty girls all dancing the bop.
Bop, bop, boppin' the blues.
You'll hear a whole lot of shaking and summertime blues.
Bop, bop, boppin' the blues.
It's a rockin' little place called Boppin' the Blues.
Bop, bop, boppin' the blues.
Rock all night at Boppin' the Blues. We're gonna dance.
Source for rockabilly, blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard the brand new single Boppin' the Blues by our guest Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. We'll wrap things up and get a special song request from him in just a moment. But first, let's hear his pals Los Street Jackets with special guest vocals by Big Sandy on a Spanish version of Tallahassee Lassie, Chica Alborotada.
Hi, this is Eddie Angel of Los Street Jackets and the Planet Rockers, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Todas las teorías, hay que plantear.
seguir. Hey, we're on the phone with Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Thank you so much for spending time with us. It's so wonderful to play you, and it's, you're one of my favorite artists to play, and not just because it's so much fun to say Boom Boom Cannon, but you just, I love your music.
thank you, Jim and James. That was really great to talk with you, and you know, like I said, I never get down to Nashville, you know, probably not for a while. I haven't been down there in a long time. But, you know, it's always fun to talk. You know, I did, before we leave, I just want to say I did play the Opry. You know, I played the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew. Yeah, I played there with Wolfman Jack.
Oh, wow.
It was a rock and roll show. I think it was in the early 80s. Probably in the mid '80s, somewhere in there. I'm not thinking of the year, but we went and played there. That was, what a thrill that was to be on that stage, knowing that Hank Williams and everyone else that ever lived in country music was on that stage. And it was a great feeling. I mean, my other idol is Hank Williams. I mean, Hank Williams to me is when you go Chuck Berry, you jump from him to back to Hank Williams and the start of the beginning of everything. Hank Williams was. He was a rock and roll artist, and nobody even knew it. He's writing songs that rock and roll people, you know, are you aware that Moving On Over is Rock Around the Clock? Are you aware of that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
James? Yeah, that's Rock Around the Clock. I mean, it's a direct steal from Moving On Over, which is Hank Williams probably didn't even know he was writing stuff like this, that would cross over and inspire someone else to make have a big hit record. Hank Williams is another guy, you know, in his early days, probably died too early, just probably one of the greatest songwriters and recording artists ever, of all times, just great. Oh. And he's got his son and his family, and they all work to undo everything. But I'm sure they know that their dad was probably the greatest artist of all, but he was.
Oh, absolutely. So the inspiration is huge.
Yeah, it is.
Well, hey, I want to get a request from you. You know, we talked a lot about Chuck Berry. Is there perhaps a particular Chuck Berry song you like to hear on the show?
Yeah, I like to hear Roll Over Beethoven.
Oh, what a great one. Well, Freddie, thank you so much for your time, and this has been fantastic.
Jim and Jane, thank you very much for having me on the show, and we'll hope we talk to you soon again one time. That'd be great.
DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll Over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll Over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they rockin' in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up, just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven. I roll over Beethoven. I roll over Beethoven. I roll over Beethoven.
Muskrat Ramble. That was our guest, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, with Frank Slay and his orchestra, going back to 1961. We also heard Roll Over Beethoven by Chuck Berry, by request from Freddie. And big thanks to Freddie Cannon for spending time with us this hour and telling us so many great stories and sharing some tunes with us. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.